Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Been looking at the J6 footage? You know, the insurrection that is worse than the Civil War, that's worse than Pearl Harbor? You watching these people walk through the Capitol building? I mean, literally saunter through the Capitol building like they're in a museum. And Nancy Pelosi,
oh, I'd like to thank the Capitol Hill police because these people put their lives on the line.
And you're watching these people stand around like they're tour guides. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The Democrats should be in prison for J6. This footage should get everybody released. Show me the insurrection. I tweeted Black Lives Matter like, this is an insurrection? Are you kidding me? This is the footage that they didn't want you to see because you'd look at it and go, what happened here? I mean, for all intents and purposes, it looked like the Trump people were cleaning the place up. There's no insurrection. And see, this goes back to what I told you before. This is the long game of the Democrats. We're going to get rid of Trump. He's going to fight it. We're going to act like it's the worst thing that's happened. I mean, think about the number of people that have talked about January 6th as if it is the bit. Let me tell you something. Watch riots. I'll get it out. Rottweiler. Watch riots. You try saying that fast. Pick any BLM situation. Pick any Antifa situation. Any one of those is geometrically, if not exponentially, I hate to use all these math terms on you, worse than anything that happened at the Capitol. People had Trump flags, the big banners, Trump hats on, Trump clothes, nothing. And then you juxtapose that to the videos of some of these people that we know are BLM and Antifa members changing clothes behind the tree, at, you know, from one set of gear to the next set of gear. Then add Ray Epps to it. Then take every one of these speeches where these people, we were under attack. We were running for our lives. It's just a ruse. What was so incendiary? You remember what it?
Well, we can't expose those things because the FBI, you know, might have had.
So you're admitting you had people embedded in the video. That's what the FBI was essentially admitting. We embedded people in the video. We don't want you to see it. We would hate for you to see that we were the people who were actually causing the insurrection, Ray Epps. Remember this? There are people that are in jail. You should get the, what we should do is demand the video that got the guy with the horns arrested. Demand that video and compare it to what Ray Epps was doing.
We got to go storm the Capitol.
In multiple videos. This man says that, and he's on nobody's list. Nothing. Nothing said, nothing done. By the way, I hear Hillary Clinton wants to sue Fox News or somebody over defamation. Her reputation has been ruined. How dare you actually accuse her of the crimes that she committed? Don't you know better than that? She's a Clinton. There's a dual system of justice here, baby. Boy, you watch this. If you know what the Democrats are so afraid. I don't know if you saw John Carl went on. Well, I know you didn't see it because it was on Colbert. These late night guys have become a joke. John Carl goes on there and yeah, we'll play the clip later in the broadcast. Essentially, let me tell you where we are. The public realizes they were better off under Trump. So the Democrats are going, you know, people are going, geez, we didn't have inflation. We didn't have high gas prices. We had a relatively peaceful world. Our border was secure. I mean, you say what you want about the guy, but wow, that would. And they're going, we can't let that stand. We have to remind people that he's an insurrectionist. Good luck with that, Democrats. Good luck with that strategy of making Trump the bad guy when now it's being exposed, let the world see all this January 6th stuff that you've been hyping for 3 years, three plus years. Let them see. Boy, it's so good to be a conservative, to be on the right side of this stuff. I'm excited for us because and you know what, here's what I guess I'm wondering too. Why didn't McCarthy put this stuff out? Why is it that the Democrats allowed this to not get out for 3 years? What is up with the Uniparty? Because the Republicans should have been demanding that this stuff be released. But you know what you had? You had McConnell, McCarthy, Andrew Kissinger, Liz Cheney, and many other of these turncoat, yellow belly Republicans, people that you wouldn't want fighting for you in a sissy fight. These are the people that didn't want this video out because you know what it would have done? It would have debunked everything they said. All this Donald Trump inspired an insurrection. Well, if he did, I tell you what, he's a horrible inspirational guy because there was no insurrection. And then, you know what else we need? We need to see who those FBI people were in the crowd. That's who we need to see. Because if we see that, you know what you're going to find out? You're going to find out what you already know. You're going to find out that Democrats did this, playing the long game, and it's going to backtrack, and it's going to validate what I've been saying. I am a proud election denier. Proud. Real quickly, it's come up that in our podcast, when you're listening to the podcast, that I think there's an abortion pill ad or something like that that comes up. I want to say this about the ads and anything that comes up in our show. If it comes up and it's not my voice, I didn't endorse it. I don't control ads that come up that way. Ann was talking to me about this when I gave her a quick call. So if you hear it come out of my mouth, for example, like the Transact card that'll be on my website, this is a card that pays you back when you use it. When I say pays you back, I'm talking about there's a discount that you get at a lot of stores, Walmart, Lowe's, etc. You use your card, you get discounts. But here's the other thing. Every dollar that you spend on the card, you get travel discounts, better than Costco. You use the card enough, you're practically traveling for free. And that's a huge benefit. Now, there'll also be products in the store, which will, you know, you can give Christmas presents or whatever. But those two things alone should make you switch over to the Transact card. It's a simple thing to do. Get signed up. You'll get your card. Start using it. Bada bing, bada boom. So when you hear me talk about it, it's because I've done it. But it has to be in my voice. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about, folks. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Massive problems the Democrats have, man. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. There ain't enough money to put me in their shoes. And again, if the world goes back to normal, Democrats are going to have a really tough row to hoe, as they say, in the country. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats say don't believe your lying reality. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe that life you're living. Don't believe it when your credit cards are maxed out and you're having trouble paying your bills. It's a figment of your imagination. It is not Joe Biden's fault. It's your fault. You don't believe. You don't trust and believe in the God of Joe Biden. Oh, man, the Democrats have an interesting message these days. And astonishingly, they expect their message to work, which is don't believe your reality. People are suffering from Bidenflation, and Joe Biden provides the data to refute their reality. I'm surprised the government isn't like handing out pamphlets going, listen, if your credit card happens to bounce, read this pamphlet about the data. Woo! I love it. All over this country, people realize the harsh reality created when the Democrats cheated President Trump out of his rightful second term. And they're having to live it. And Politico, which is the article I'm going to be reading from, they're letting you know people aren't buying Biden's message. They wrote this: throughout September and October, top Biden allies reportedly met with the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, the PCCC. This group represents the data that Bidenomics branding leaves America unconvinced about the state of the economy. According to this poll presented to the White House, just 35% of Americans trusted Democrats over Republicans on economic issues. Also, 7 out of 10 Americans did not believe the economy was improving, despite being told that unemployment was at record lows and that inflation was easing. Right. You want to know the reason for the disjoint? Manipulated data. See, Team Biden wants you to believe that the economy is improving, but they won't tell you over what. Or what is it improving over what? This time a decade ago? 100 years ago? What's the rationale? What's the marker? Is it an improvement over the Trump economy? Notice they don't put that in there. There's no comparison between Trump. You're hard-pressed to find it unless it's created by a conservative. It won't exist. What about over the last year when Joe Biden began decimating the economy? If you compare it year over year, maybe you get some good numbers. Voters have a clear point of demarcation. Do you know what that means? It means they know exactly where something stopped and where something else started. The Trump era versus the Biden era. And hardly in the history of histories has there been a more marked contrast, a stark contrast between these two political ideologies, situations, scenarios, whatever you want to call it. People were far off better under Donald Trump. And as Bill Murray said in Stripes, that's a fact, Jack. Biden and the Democrats tried to stack the deck data-wise. They got Trump to add on all those COVID funds, $1.7 trillion to the budget. Then when it went down $700 billion under Biden, they were, look at us, we're reducing the deficit. And people know, that's a lie. You didn't reduce the deficit. You reduced a bloated, inflated deficit, but you didn't reduce it to what Trump had. In another example, Biden he touts his job creation numbers. You know what the creation was? Of course you know. The pre-COVID numbers came back when people went back to their jobs. And Joe Biden says, I created 9 million jobs right away. Joe Biden, in the time he's been in office, we talked about it the other day, has created 4.5 million jobs. That's it. Anemic, well below what he needs to be produced in order for him to have a successful presidency. He brags about stuff. I mean, it's technically correct, but it's not legit, because when you measure it against the previous numbers or whatever, you find out it's all been fudged. For leftist Democrats, though, that's the way they measure. That's the performance. And that's why I heard a guy, we were playing golf, and he goes, it's always better under the Democrats. And I go, that's complete nonsense. The data is always better under Democrats. I'll give you that. So, this is what the White House wrote about this. They said, we're working every day to show the American people what President Biden and congressional Democrats have delivered. Well, then you're twiddling your thumbs. If that's your job every day, then you're either in the spin factory or you're doing nothing. When inflation eats up your wage increases, when you've deleted your savings, statistics don't help. The Biden administration is drunk on statistics, so much so they ignore reality. And I played a clip the other day of a black chick that's telling black folks, listen, I know you're suffering, but you're not suffering because of Biden. You're suffering because you like to suffer. And while I'd love to give her some idea of, yeah, you're right to some degree, But when it comes to finances and the economics of the American public, Joe Biden he's been a complete disaster. Here are some comments on this. Suffering from massive inflation, depleted savings, and maxed out credit cards sounds pretty connected to the rest of us, wrote this guy Paxton Worth. Again, all the right references. The only thing I left out was max credit cards. Here was another one, wrote this. Interest rates are killing the average American, and we are well aware of the rosy unemployment number scam. U6 or U3 numbers, Joey? U3 is the version Joe Biden is using. It's a calculation using all the people actively looking for work. The U6 number is real unemployment rate. It is a calculation based on the numbers of people out of work and underemployed, not including retirees. So there even all the so even all the welfare dependent folks who aren't bothering to look for work are factored into the U6. And of course you think the millions of illegals are factored into either number? Of course not. How is that 4 million known unemployed illegal immigrants having caused the unemployment needle to rise? Scathing rebuke of Biden. Here's another one. The predictions for next year are pretty dire. How many layoffs? Who knows, but it could be a bloodbath. And being as that the annual interest on the debt is a whopping $1 trillion, bailouts would completely destroy our financial solvency. The only people disconnected from reality are Biden and his denialist cronies. That's from Chris Hill. Another one wrote, anyone who buys anything knows the truth. James Kelly, speaking of inflation. I got to leave it there, folks, but there is much more.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Intense negotiations underway on a possible deal to release dozens of hostages held by Hamas. Authorities saying crews have extinguished a train fire in Atlanta that happened after two trains collided Friday morning. The fire happening after a Norfolk Southern train crashed into a CSX train at around 6:30 a.m., causing 8 CSX train cars to go off the rails. Reactions have begun to pour in following the death of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Current First Lady Jill Biden remembering her while meeting with service members and their families in Virginia. Speaker Mike Johnson said he'll release more than 40,000 hours of footage that was taken at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021 when protesters stormed the halls of Congress because they were angry about the 2020 election. Corey Myers, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats wonder why their message is falling short, but it's a simple answer. They're liars. Okay, they're lying skanks. They talk about, just think about all the things that we've discovered about them. I mean, we knew the nature of Democrats to begin with. I mean, this is the party of lynching of Negroes, for goodness sakes. This is the party of the Ku Klux Klan. This is the party that wants you to believe it supports the rights of black people when it did everything for 200 years to thwart the rights of black people. It wanted black people so stupid they would actually vote for the party that used to lynch them, and they got what they wanted. And they're using your tax dollars to do it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Lie after lie being debunked right before your very eyes. And I know what you're asking yourselves, conservatives. You're going, Kevin, do the people at the bottom know this? Do the people that support these people know it? Short answer is yes and no. Some of them know it. Some of them are getting it. Donald Trump has been able to leak it down. It's leached through the soil and gotten to them. And hopefully it attaches to the roots and grows and people start to understand it. But then there's another thing that needs to happen. And it's you. You got to get a backbone. You got to start talking to people. You got to start standing up for yourself. I was in front of a group of white folks, which is what I do most of the time. And I tell them, you're looking to me to give you some sort of permission to be who you are. I wish I were white so I could show you exactly what I would be. Call me a racist, but I'd be fighting for my rights. I'd say, look, you're not going to by birthright tell me I'm a racist. You're not going to tell me I'm oppressing somebody that from 200 years ago when I wasn't even born. You ain't getting away with it with this white man. That's what I'd be saying. But I want to just show you how vitriolic these people are. Jonathan Carl of ABC is doing an interview with Stephen Colbert. And you know what he admits? He admits a couple of things. We're going to talk about it in a second. Let me tell you what he admits. He admits Joe Biden sucks and everybody knows it. He admits that 4 years ago, Trump proved what he was able to accomplish. And the biggest thing that he admits is that despite knowing those two things, he still wants to make sure Trump doesn't get reelected. So he's written a book to tell you, don't believe the hype about Donald Trump. Don't believe his success. Don't believe your reality. We'll play the clip in a bit. But here's what I want to tell you. It's the same story of the Democrats. Joe Biden coming out going, listen, I don't get it. I built this economy after the one that I broke down from Donald Trump. I'm rebuilding it. You should be happy that inflation dipped. So what? Inflation went to 100%. 60% on food, 100% on gasoline, whatever. It's down into the 80%. I'm doing good on my own record of destruction. Come on. Don't you understand that? You certainly don't want any more of that other guy who didn't let any of this occur, who actually prevented it. We'll play that clip for you, too. But I want to get to this one. So here's Jonathan Carl on Stephen Colbert being seen by dozens. And he's trying to explain, we can't let this guy back in. You know what he's going to do? He did a stellar job the first time, but now he's going to dismantle all the things that won't allow us to cheat again. He's going to go after the DOJ. He's going to go after the people that lied about him. He's going to do all those vindictive things. How dare he want to fight for himself and the people that are called maggots that followed him? How dare he? And then there's one other data point, how Trump flipped things back. We'll talk about all this. Here's a clip.
Like, why do you think he's such a lasting grip on a party that had many opportunities to end the specter of him, whether it had been either impeachment or just if Kevin McCarthy hadn't gone down there and kissed the ring?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. First of all, it's important to remember, less than a year ago, he was trailing Ron DeSantis in polls, in one Wall Street Journal poll in December by 20 points or so.
It was flipped just a year ago.
Yes, so it wasn't a total... But I think part of what's happened is people look back, there's anxiety in the country, people have economic anxiety, there's discontent with Joe Biden, and I think there's some superficially a sense of like, look, if we can only go back to 4 years ago, the world was relatively at peace, inflation was low, everything was... I think there's some of that. And that's why I wrote this book, because if people are going to go into this next election thinking about that, they also need to be thinking not just about what Trump was, but what he is now and what he is proposing and planning to do, what a second Trump administration would look like. And I don't think people have come to terms with that.
That has to be the worst analysis I've heard. This is the thing that got me in the media. When I would sit there and listen to guys like that, I'd go, this guy knows nothing about what he's talking about. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What am I talking about? Well, as I said, let's parse this. Trump was trailing DeSantis, and then it flipped. What flipped it? I told you guys this. I told you, I remember Trump, he was going down, down, down. He couldn't get people at his rallies anymore. He wasn't dead, but he was marginalized. They had done a masterful job, but they went too far. They said, we're going to get this guy, but good. And boy, did they turned everybody against the Democrats, and suddenly Trump had a resurgence. And Trump's not stupid. He took it. He never stopped either. I think that was the other thing. And look, these are lessons for life. If you're going to write a book about Trump, persistence would be one of the things. Wouldn't you say that? Persistence. He's never given up. He's never wavered. Donald Trump couldn't possibly believe that he was cheated out of the election. What? I mean, to think of all the pressure they put on people around him. You know, most people would have cracked. Oh, we're going to get Don Jr. We're going to get Ivanka. We're going to get Eric. Hell, I'm surprised they haven't indicted Barron. I mean, why not? But you know what? And all Trump's friends, and Trump said, you know what? Stay the course. Most people, remember how they get you in the movies. You could be as tough as you want. You could be James Bond. You know, they're beating you up. They're going to kill you. Like, go ahead, kill me. You'll never get the code. What if we kill your girlfriend? Okay, here's the code. But Donald Trump didn't fall for that villain play. He says, you know what? Go get everybody. Now, some people, Kevin, he'd let all his friends go. No, he didn't. They've been vindicated. These are people that are going to win lawsuits. They're going to get a ton of money. General Flynn, he's one of them. His star has risen since then. And many others. George Papadopoulos, nobody would have known this guy's name. He was a fourth-level operative, you know, in a campaign. Nobody ever knows those people. People know his name. And he's banking. He's out speaking, making crazy money. So Donald Trump said, I'm going to stay the course. He was persistent. So it flipped because, as I said, when you show black folks that you're willing to go after a rich white Republican mogul icon, former president, I don't want to hear about your oppression, black people. Dude. What that showed is the Democrats don't care about it. It's not about race. It's about narrative. If they want black people to get in line, they will oppress you. If they want Donald Trump to get in line, they will oppress you. If they want conservatives to get in line, they will oppress you. That is what they are, the party of oppression. So then he goes on. I love this because Jonathan Carl gives a commercial for against Joe Biden. Well, there's anxiety in the country, economic anxiety. What he's saying is, Joe Biden stinks. Nobody likes it. The discontent with Joe Biden. Did he defend him? No, because there's nothing to defend. And he goes on, he says this, and people seem to have this superficial sense that if we can go back to 4 years ago when, you ready? Now here comes a Trump commercial. The world was at peace and inflation was low. Okay, so we had a peaceful world, inflation was low. Let me add a few things. We didn't have a border invasion any longer. We were independent on we had an independence on oil coming from other countries. We were starting to address crime as an issue, right? And there's a host of other things. The economy was booming. The stock market was steadily rising. The stock market under Trump right now would be at 45,000. Under Biden, it's barely moved. I'm not saying that's the biggest indicator, but it is an indicator. So then he goes on to say this. Now, this is ABC. This guy works for ABC. He says, that's why I wrote the book. He says, I got to get people from remembering what Trump was and concentrating on what he will be, not what he could be. See, because Jonathan Carl knows what Donald Trump is going to be. He knows that Donald Trump is going to be vindictive. And he's going to go after things. Now, I'm being sarcastic to a degree because, number one, you can't know what he's going to do. But let's just play devil's advocate. Let's say Trump is vindictive. Let's say Trump is upset that they put 91 indictments against him that they never would have done if he weren't winning in the primary, had been cheated out of the election. And you know what the majority of the indictments are based on? They're based on the idea that Donald Trump doesn't really believe what he believes, which is he got cheated. So all this orchestration, all this, the cheating in the election, the so-called insurrection that we, you know, parse to some degree, and probably will do more as the tapes continue to reveal the farce, as we get more geo-tracking and understand who really set this up, which is the Democrats. But how dare Donald Trump want to fight for himself? Let's indict him for actually wanting to wage a defense because he knows he got cheated in an election.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
But I think part of what's happened is people look back. Look, there's anxiety in the country. People have economic anxiety. There's discontent with Joe Biden. And I think there's some superficially a sense of like, look, if we can only go back to 4 years ago, the world was relatively at peace. Inflation was low. Everything was. I think there's some of that.
Inflation has come down by 65%. More to do. We now have the lowest inflation of any, the lowest inflation rate of any advanced economy in the world. Meanwhile, median household wealth has grown by 37% in real terms. since before the pandemic. I acknowledge there's a disconnect between the numbers and how people feel about their place in the world right now. We can deal with the second part as well.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That was Jonathan Carl and Jasmine. I forget her last name, but she and she's a Democrat congressman from Texas. And Joe Biden, all of them saying, you know, I know there's this disjoint between what people feel and all this, but, you know, they should be feeling better. So what their reality doesn't jive with what they're experiencing, you know, with what we're telling them. And they can't do anything about it because, as I mentioned in a previous segment, it's filtering down into the roots. They're fertilizing the soil. And the only question is, why aren't the Republicans taking advantage of it? Why aren't the Republicans saying, you know what? They're now starting to refer back to the Trump years by name. People understand they did better under anybody? Anybody? Bush? No. Under Trump. And while the Republicans have a tiger by the tail, they could easily say, let's support Donald Trump. Let's let everybody, let's remind people of this. Let's run commercials remembering this. Let's bludgeon Biden with his own record, with his own words. And they won't do it. Now, the only thing that I don't trust them, I'll be honest with you. I don't trust any of them, the Republicans. This slow game they're playing to let Biden just bleed out, so to speak, and then indict him impeach him in the first part of the year. Maybe slow roll all this stuff, because I'll play a clip later in the broadcast. But Joe Biden has conceded to Gavin Newsom. I don't know if you guys were aware of that. He's conceded. He said, "It's game on. I'm done." Gavin Newsom can now enter the fray. That'll happen soon, I'm telling you. The only reason why, I predicted it would happen before the end of the year. The only reason why it wouldn't is because the Republicans are dragging it out. And I'll be honest with you, I like the strategy, if that's what they're doing. But I don't know that they are. So, I want to do a couple of other things. Jonathan Carl, after giving this glowing thing about Donald Trump, essentially saying Biden sucks, Trump was good. He then says this.
And that's why I wrote this book, because if people are going to go into this next election thinking about that, they also need to be thinking not just about what Trump was, but what he is now and what he is proposing and planning to do, what a second Trump administration would look like.
And let's not leave black people out, because Jasmine, what's her face? Jasmine Crockett. She essentially said, we got to educate black people that this is not about Donald Trump. This is a Congress thing, and you need to understand civics.
Some very popular African-American artists that are out here saying things like, oh, I got checks when Trump was in office. I want those checks again, not understanding that that really came from Congress. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of things, the perception issue, and then we also have an issue as it relates to civics in this country and people not understanding exactly how any of this works.
We will tell you how to feel. Forget your reality. We will tell you how to feel. No matter what you're experiencing. And we got you. We're the government. Because money comes from Congress. It doesn't come from taxpayers. It doesn't come from you out there toiling. Now, that's not how it works. And you need a lesson in civics. And as far as Jonathan Carl is concerned, well, I mean, so what? You want to go back to the good years? How dare you? You want to go back to the good years of Donald Trump. You do understand what he's going to do when he comes back in. He may very well give you better years. You're wanting to go back. I want to remind you of some of the devilish men of what these people have done. Trump is under 91 indictments. For what? Doing nothing. Classified documents. He's the guy who could declassify documents, but he's the one under fire. And you know what they did with Joe Biden? They essentially say they're going to toss him. They've effectively ruled he did nothing wrong. Pence had some. He did nothing wrong. The only one who's done something wrong is Donald Trump. The man who says, I'm going to protect myself and I can declassify things that involve me, that prove my innocence. They know what he thinks. They know what he was trying to accomplish the same way. They know what you want. They know that you... So what you feel, the economy, the pinch, the, every time you go to the gas station, every time you go to the grocery store, every time you want to plan an outing. I don't know how you are. I look at every trip I'm going to make and I ask myself, what's it going to cost me? Y'all think I'm kidding. I had to make a trip to a location. It was 220 miles. And I thought to myself, my car gets about 22 miles to the gallon on the freeway. It's going to cost me 10 gallons of gasoline to get up there. And I did the math both directions, wondering, is it worth it? But you know what else I did? I looked at the timing and said, okay, be sure to put the dry cleaning in the car. Be sure to put this and have your grocery list so you don't have to go out again. Because those little trips might cost you, I don't know, $2-3 a pop. It used to be, go to the grocery store, no big deal. Now I'm considering putting a basket on my bike. Bicycle. Not motorcycle. I'm not that sophisticated. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But here's what I want you to always understand. Notice the connective tissue of everything we're doing here. When we talk about the debunking of this, Jonathan Carl wanting to get Trump to keep you from returning to the good times. Joe Biden trying to convince you that, I ran inflation up to 100%, but we backed it down 2 or 3 or 5 or 10%. So what are you complaining about? Nobody wants to remind you that it didn't exist under Trump. Not even Joe Biden. I know it's in the crowd higher. And at the end, you notice he says, and now I know there's, you guys are sort of in a disjoint between, you know, reality and this. Let's play just that piece of what Joe Biden said.
I acknowledge there's a disconnect between the numbers and how people feel about their place in the world right now. And we can deal with the second part as well.
Yeah, what he's telling you is, I'm acknowledging the polls. I'm acknowledging what you're feeling, but I'm not going to give you more than that, because at the end of the day, you need to feel what I'm telling you to feel. You need to feel what we've been paying people to convince you to feel. Well, let's look at what Joe Biden gave us. Bogus Trump indictments, going after the guy who can depose him, the guy that he deposed in a coup, and not letting him come back at it. That is what he gave us. A cheat 2020 election, and then targeting of his political opponent. The things that Democrats are accusing Trump, he gets back in there, he will cheat in an election, he'll target his political opponents, for goodness sake. They just admitted what they did. January 6th, we got tapes floating around now that should be an embarrassment to the Democrats. People should be in prison. Everyone on that J6 commission should be in prison. Do I need to remind you? COVID lockdowns. The draconian measures they took to take away your freedoms, and not only that, stop you from being able to spit the truth about what you thought about the lockdowns, what you thought about the disease itself, what you thought about the so-called cure. Wearing a mask and forcing you to do that stuff, these vaccinations and vaccines. Now, everything we talked about vindicated. By the way, ladies, I'm still waiting for your apologies. When you told me, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation about COVID. If any of you thought that, where are the apologies? Are you afraid of COVID? I asked this the other day. Are you afraid anymore? No, you're not afraid. It's just one of the things that's out there. Oh, there's a new variant, where are the variants? We got wars going on that Joe Biden started. Why? Because he's on the grift. And he can't even fight those wars the right way because they can expose him. And the Democrats know it, and they still want this clown to be president. Yeah, stretch it out, Republicans, if you want to. We know the Biden family's crooked. We haven't heard anything about it, and I haven't talked about it in a few days, which is pretty unusual, right? But it's still out there looming. And they know it. They know it's there. But Trump is the bad guy. If we let him in, oh my goodness, what could possibly happen? I think we already know. He was there before, and things went pretty well.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.